in this world of so much noise, of so much, well, chaos and crisis are the words that we're hearing all the time, but just the rush and the push of living makes us want to sometimes really find an oasis where we can recharge, refresh and relax ourselves. But where is it that we can go? Yes, when we go on a holiday, we can go into the forest or by the sea and feel that relaxation and recharging. But what about the day-to-day living? What about all the different responsibilities and challenges we have to face, and we can't just step away from all of those things? How can I create that inner oasis where there is that relaxation and recharging? And this is what practical silence is all about, because sometimes people have thought that silence is only for praying, silence is for going blank, silence is from removing the self completely, silence may be even used to become a little mindless. I mean, there's different opinions and interpretations of silence. But practical silence is actually very filling. It fills me with the strength to be able to interact effectively and positively with life. And also, people have thought that silence or meditation always has to be very long. It's great if one can do long meditations, but not everybody has the time to do long meditations, especially during the day. So one method that can help us is what we call the mini meditations, the 10 seconds, 15 seconds meditations, where I can really relax myself and recharge myself in such a way that my consciousness will move to another level. And then when I have to step in back to into the traffic of activity, I do it with a lot of direction, a lot of inner peace, a lot of confidence. I'm not overwhelmed by people or situations. I'm able to look at it from another perspective. But it is extremely important these days to learn to be able to stop. You know, when we buy a car because we need to move from one place to another. And it's very, very necessary to move. But again, you would never buy a car that didn't have a brake. Because also, although the function of the car is to move me from place to place, the car also has to be able to stop, because there are traffic lights, there are also other cars on the road, and if there was no brake, there'd be lots of collisions. In the same way, mentally, emotionally, I have to be able to stop. And in that stopping, it's not that it takes half an hour, it takes 10 minutes, 5 minutes. It's like the brake of a car, you usually have to do it in a second. Actually, the quicker it is, the more effective it is. And so in the same way, to be able to put a brake on my mind when it is stressed, when it is rushing, and then of course the feelings follow. When, you know, a rushed mind creates also a lot of tension in the feelings. And so let's go back to basics. When we go back to basics, then we are able to build up and accumulate inner strength. It's like when we learn a language. First of all, we learn the basics of that language, like the, in, red, pink, whatever. And later, gradually, we start to fill it in. So this is the language of silence, the mini meditations. And in this language of silence, I concentrate on one thing, on one thing, but also in that one thing I'm able to receive many things. What's the smallest unit of consciousness? A thought. What is the smallest unit of time? A second. And what is the smallest unit that keeps me alive in this physical body? It's a breath and a heartbeat. So if I want to recharge, that is, if I want to plug in into my inner energy source, because deep inside I do have the blueprints of peace and strength, of harmony, I need to just take one thought in 1 second, in one breath. The heartbeat actually will relax by itself. I don't have to think about that so much. And you know, often our stressful mind does affect our physical body, especially the heart. So what is that one thought that I create in 1 second and with one breath? Peace. And who is the being who is peaceful? I am peace. And so even to use the breath and say to the self, I relax, I am peace. Peace. And peace is harmony. Peace is balance. I connect very deeply with this original blueprint of peace. Also, there's another very beautiful word, a very powerful word, serenity. Serenity actually indicates a feeling of completeness, of wholeness, contentment, and a total freedom, just in that one word. But actually, it's not the word itself so much as the thought and the feeling of that completeness, of that inner contentment. And so again, to recharge, plug in 1 second, one thought, I am peace, I relax, I am serene, content, complete, free. And how many seconds did that take? 7, 8, 9. The most important thing in order to get a result from practical silence is never to rush and never to just repeat words. Because if we just repeat words without stopping properly, without silence, then it becomes very superficial. When people rush, there's usually no depth. So when I say these words, well, I don't even have to say the words, I just have to think these thoughts, that to be a pause of silence between each thought, even if I only have 10 seconds or 15 seconds. I don't have to rush. So all I do is just sit wherever I am, in the office, at home, waiting for the bus, turn inward, and I can keep my eyes open, I don't have to close them. I am peace, I relax, I am peace, I am content. I feel free. I feel at one with my deepest self. Peace, harmony, silence. I relax. I am peace. So if I do it, these practical meditations in this way, 10 seconds, 12 seconds, slowly, no rush, really relax my breath, which will relax my heartbeat, which will relax my body, then the thought, which is actually the most powerful of all, is able to release a soothing peace throughout all of my being, my mind, my intellect, my heart. And that peace gives me then the clarity, the discernment, to get back into the traffic of action with more self-awareness, more self-mastery. So let's experiment. And as we keep experimenting with these short practical pieces of silence, then my day actually, rather than discharging me, recharges me, because thoughts either recharge or discharge. Stress discharges, fear discharges, rush discharges. So let me stop 8-9 times during the day and recharge.